Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mira Ozarowski, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Pei Zayin 87. Tehillim 87 is a short yet deeply profound mizmor that celebrates the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and its central role in the world's spiritual destiny. It conveys the idea that Yerushalayim is the city chosen by Hashem, beloved beyond all others and destined to be the source of unity and recognition of Hashem's greatness amongst all nations. This mizmor is written by the sons of Korach, who, as we mentioned previously, were part of a rebellion against divine authority. Here, they come full circle and sing about a place that represents the ultimate acceptance of Hashem's rule, Yerushalayim. Just as the sons of Korach were spiritually reborn after their near destruction, Yerushalayim is depicted in this mizmor as a city that will one day serve as a place of spiritual rebirth for all nations. Let's look inside. Pasuk Aleph, Livnei Korach Mizmor Shir, a song by the sons of Korach, Yisudato Bahare Kodesh, its foundation is in the holy mountains. This verse sets the stage for the entire Mizmor by emphasizing that Yerushalayim is built upon holy mountains, emphasizing that its foundation is not just physical, but spiritual. Yerushalayim is not an ordinary city. It is established by Hashem's will and serves as the spiritual center of the world. Pasuk Bet, verse 2. Ohev Hashem Sharei Tzion. Hashem loves the gates of Tzion, Mikol Mishkanot Yaakov, more than all the dwelling places of Yaakov. Hashem has a special affection for Tzion, for Yerushalayim, more than any other place where Bnei Israel have lived. The gates of Tzion symbolize Torah study and spiritual connection, indicating that what makes Yerushalayim beloved is not just its beauty or history, but its role as the epicenter of Torah and divine service. Verse 3, Nichbedot Mitubar Bach, glorious things are spoken of you, Ir Elokim Sela, O city of God forever. This pasuk proclaims that Yerushalayim has an illustrious reputation, both in the past and in the future. It is the city where Nivua, prophecy, the Beit Mikdash, and Hashem's presence reside. The phrase Ir Elokim, city of God, highlights that Yerushalayim is not merely the capital of a nation, it is the spiritual heart of the world. Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, Askir Rahav Ubavel, I will mention Egypt and Babylonia, Liodai amongst those who know me, Paleshet Vitzor in Kush, Zeyulacham. Paleshet and Tzor and Kush, Ethiopia, each was born there. This is one of the most fascinating parts of the Mizmor. It suggests that even historically hostile nations like Egypt, Babylonia, the Plishtim, Tzor, and Ethiopia will come to recognize Hashem as his chosen city. The phrase Ze Yuladsham, each was born there, may hint that in the future, these nations will spiritually redefine themselves through their connection to Tzion. They will not only acknowledge Yerushalayim's holiness, but will also feel a sense of belonging to it. Pasuk 5, Ulitzion Yeamer, and of Tzion it will be said, Ish V'ish Yuladba, V'hu Yechonaneha Elyon. This one and that one were born here, and the Most High will establish her. Here, the universal significance of Yerushalayim is emphasized. In the future, people from all over the world will be able to say, I belong to Tzion. It won't just be the city of the Jewish people, it will be the spiritual home for all of humanity. Hashem himself will establish it as the eternal center of holiness. The Dat Mikra writes, Kol Ish V'Isha, every man and woman may ha'olim el Tzion, who ascend to Tzion, nolad b'makom acher, they were all born in a different place. Ava ein makom halida, mafla bein ish li'isha. But the place of birth does not create any distinction between the different men and women. The Kol Ish V'Isha, for every man and woman, neid ha'schut, is given the right li'tyaches al Tzion, to identify with Tzion, v'lomar latzmo, and to say about themselves, Hineni b'mnei Tzion, I am amongst the children of Tzion. Although in this context, the Mizmor is actually talking about all the nations of the world, I think this idea can be deeply inspiring to Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Israel, but visit Yerushalayim, as well as to those who have made Aliyah, because it emphasizes that Yerushalayim is not limited to those who were born there. For those living outside of Israel, the message is that their connection to Israel is not dependent on where they currently live. Even if they reside elsewhere, their visit to Yerushalayim is not just a trip, it's a homecoming. they too can feel a sense of belonging and say, I am amongst the B'nai Tzion, the children of Tzion. And for those who have made Aliyah, the statement provides a sense of reassurance and inclusion. Some new Olim may struggle with feeling like outsiders or question their place in Israeli society. This teaching reminds us that one's origin does not define who he is. The moment Olim arrive and embrace Israel as their home, they have full legitimacy to call themselves B'nai Tzion, the children of Tzion. Ultimately, the statement reassures every Jew, no matter where they are born, that Tzion is theirs, not by birthright alone, but by choice, identity, and connection. Verse 6, Hashem Yispur, Hashem will count Bechtov Amim when he records the nations, Ze Yulad Sham Sela, this one was born there. This pasuk reveals that in the future, Hashem will register the nations who recognize Tzion. It is as if Hashem is keeping a record of those who connect themselves to Yerushalayim. Being part of Yerushalayim's destiny will become a mark of honor, and all who identify with it will be counted amongst its people. Pasuk Zayin, verse 7, Visharim kecholalim, and singers and dancers alike will say, Kol mayanei bach, all my springs are in you. This closing pasuk paints a picture of pure joy. The imagery of singing and dancing suggests that when the world reaches the state of recognizing Hashem's presence in Yerushalayim, it will be a time of happiness, unity, and spiritual fulfillment. The phrase, Kol mayanei bach, all my springs are in you, symbolizes that all life, inspiration, and blessing flow from Yerushalayim. In conclusion, Tehillim, Pezayin 87 presents a breathtaking vision of the future. Yerushalayim is not just a holy city for the Jewish people. It is destined to become the spiritual capital of the entire world. Nations that were once distant from Hashem will recognize its holiness, and people from all backgrounds will feel a connection to it. Throughout the third book of Tehillim, we have faced a recurring struggle. Enemies attack Am Yisrael. The wicked seem to prosper, and we grapple with the painful question of why Hashem appears distant. Tehillim 87, Pezayin, brings this journey full circle, offering a vision of ultimate redemption, where Yerushalayim is no longer a place of destruction, but of divine presence, and the very nations that once opposed us now recognize Hashem. Instead of attacking, they join us in embracing Tzion as the spiritual center of the world. The pain of exile, the doubts, and the conflicts of earlier Prakim all lead to this moment of clarity. This mizmor provides the resolution to our struggles, the fulfillment of Hashem's plan, where his presence is fully revealed and all acknowledge his truth. Thank you for studying Le'iloi Nishmot Helen Moskovitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Shirita Plita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day, sponsored by their grandchildren Yitzhak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.